You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Some people getting really mad. I'm just going to come out and ask. It's a bad season. It's starting to become Freudian because it's been that bad so far this year. Should the best front office in town for a decade be out? Should we be calling for the heads of Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff? 216-474-0092. Should we be calling for heads? Because it still seems to be a gross overreaction on that. But there are a lot of fans who are very upset by all this. And I tell you what, if Owen ends up being right some way, somehow, like he's getting that stealing feeling about Stephen Kwan. I mean, if that happens, you will have people calling for heads. So this is, it's as bad as you thought it could be, but the reality of it is even worse.
So I definitely saw over the weekend, obviously, deservedly so, there's anger, but it wasn't just about this summer. I mean, this offseason, heading into this season. It's not just about what they did, the Naylor trade, the fact that they slashed payroll, the fact that, you know, they cried poor after an ALCS. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just about that. The squandering of that opportunity. Now, it's almost been a decade's worth of pent-up aggression. And the only pushback I will present is, didn't it seem to you, Kenny, like a lot of people that have lost a bunch of arguments about the Guardians are now getting in because this is their chance to win the argument?
Well, you've said it before that there's any time you just wait around, you're going to end up being right in an argument, right or wrong or positive or negative. You wait around long enough, you're going to win some sort of an argument. But for those people, I mean, there have been truthers of this team for quite a long time. And those people are feeling vindicated right now
to step up and say, I was right. Now, there are things that they certainly have been right about, but they've gotten past. Like, the team has overcome. They've exceeded so many expectations every year. It's why I've given them the benefit of the doubt when I clearly shouldn't have at the beginning of this year. Like, I should have seen what everybody else had been complaining about from moment one about this offseason, that it didn't seem like they were truly willing to put a contender on the field. But I would sit here and say, yeah, but they win so many trades. The development with the pitching staff time and time again, the way the bullpen has been good, you know, so often has been such a strength. I knew they weren't going to have a bullpen like they did last year, and they were never going to have a defense just as outstanding as last year. You were never going to replicate those things. But, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I continually did that. I will say, like, people making it seem like the Dolans and the front office have never cared about winning. I think you've lost a bunch of arguments over the years, and you feel like you can finally win one. How can you say they've never?
Because they didn't
tried to win
in so many ways.
I think that's kind of laughable.
I think there's a difference this year. I think that there's something to be said for the past where no, you can't prove that, but for this year, when you don't make moves coming off an ALCS appearance. When the American League still isn't that great. I know it's better than maybe what it was last year, but it's not like it's anything that's just so prohibitive to you to try to go out there and win. When you have those type of things happen and then you don't go out and pounce on any opportunity, like I've said, well, you can't go out and get Juan Soto. The fans aren't asking for Juan Soto. No one's asking for 10, 15 years and $765 million on a deal. But you know what you could do? You could invest in it a little bit better. You could have made better moves. You could have made moves that would show you that you are investing on it. Because I think that where I get this mixed up, and I'll tell you, I'll take some of the loss on this, definitely. It can't be feast or famine. It can't be, well, you wanted Juan Soto, we didn't get Juan Soto. No one's talking about him. But when you're talking about the investment of it, I don't know, Austin Hedges is a great rah-rah guy. Would I rather spend $4 million on somebody else right now that could actually go up there and play some defense and hit? Do I have to have Austin Hedges? And it's easier to say, well, yeah, you keep Austin Hedges when you're coming off the season like you did last year. But you were better ready for last year's season than you are for this year's season where there is nothing here. Again, these guys are not just young guys where I could yell and go, hey, you guys scouted these guys and they're terrible. These are non-starter players. And what I mean by non-starter, like guys you would start on like a Monday, Tuesday, I mean they're non-starters for conversation. Nobody's calling in about Jonathan Rodriguez or Nolan Jones even, or certainly Will Wilson. Nobody's calling in about those guys. You might call in about Bo Naylor, but just a bitch about him. You might call in about Chase DeLauder, but he keeps getting left to AAA. So I'm not ready to take over a decade of good competitive baseball and throw it out the window and say, these guys need to go. But you're either in a position where you're starting to build or you're mounting evidence against. That's part of the reason I want Chase DeLauder up here so bad. It's not about what he's going to help us and save us. I don't know. You're 40 and 48. You haven't been that great. You're under 500 even at home. You're not a great baseball team. I don't think Chase DeLauder is going to save your season. But you know what else he does? If he hits well, then why did you wait? If he doesn't hit well, then why did you draft him? I can use it against or for the front office here. Because if you're not in it to win it right now, and it seems that they are not, I got to have something to build for my future. And these are not future players.
No.
Carlos Santana being an everyday player at 39 years old does not get anybody excited for anything.
So should we
other
have been
than, hey, it's a great thing that he's here for the third time in his career. But I don't think that anybody's out there going, well, we can't let go of Carlos because we love him so much. No one's doing that.
Should we have been louder when they made that move? Should we have
over
wondered,
Carlos Santana?
Like,
or
like Santana was this.
We should have been louder the entire offseason is when we should have been louder. I feel some responsibility for it. You should feel some responsibility for it.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I want to know, you know, the level. There was some outrage, no doubt, about this offseason. It wasn't nearly, obviously, what it is today.
But now
we've seen them lose 10 in a row.
And I'll tell you exactly what plays into this. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent here, and maybe I should stop. But I'll tell you what plays into this. We know they keep receipts over there. We saw them do it with one radio show host over here before. I think they've done it with a couple before, where when you declare the season dead, then all of a sudden they start to get it going. And then that makes the guys in the media kind of afraid to go after the team. The Browns don't do that. The Cavs don't seem to do that. I know that they kind of go after it's some of their beat reporters and things like that, but I've never seen anything nasty towards you or I. But anytime you get to clucking about the Guardians over there, well, they're going to keep all their receipts for it. Hell, I hope they do. I hope they go and they win 10 in a row right now and play this audio for everybody to hear. I don't care about that. I want to see them do well, but I'm telling you right now, I think that does play into it because so many times before we've been on the cusp. We've been on the cusp of being mean towards Antonetti and Chernoff. We've been on the cusp of being mean towards this organization. And only really when it's been a true insult. Like when Paul Dolan said to the enjoy him thing when it came to Francisco Lindor. Only when it's been a true insult have we really ever taken off the gloves. But damn it, I feel a lot of people find this to be insulting right now. Because they don't care. Yeah. They don't want to hear their owners crying poor.
So you started the segment asking whether or not the best organization in town for a decade needs to get bounced over this.
And I still don't.
I don't either. They obviously deserve a ton of criticism for lack of development with their lineup, with their hitters, right? Their young hitters. That absolutely is something that they need to wear because it's been a while now. The constant platooning, whether it's in the outfield, middle infield. I mean, this has been going on forever. And now you have your situation at catcher. You have your situation at first base. I mean, it seems like everywhere. There's so many holes now. So they definitely need to wear that. My only question is, how much of that, what about the financial side of things, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So this is the first year they lose. This is the first year they lose. You know what? They're out $40, $45, maybe $50 million to local
your
TV.
Your estimation.
So that's going to be every year now. They are not getting. There's nobody.
Oh, so
locally.
You're telling me it's going to be even worse
well,
in the future?
There's going to be nobody locally saving them local TV money. I mean, they're hoping, baseball's hoping that the regional model gets replaced by Amazon or whatever.
And you know what a lot of fans are saying? Tough bleep. I got my own problems. I don't want to hear about your problem with money. I don't want to hear about it. We've revamped the stadium. Okay, we've done all that. It ain't my fault that you went belly up on your television deal.
Sure, but
I'm speaking for the fans now.
Sure, but what does it mean for the organization?
So it means that they're going to continue to let the fans down if you're giving them all those type of excuses right there.
If they're going to have that much less money to work with every year, let's just assume
get ready
that
to
until
hear some
new
real
ownership.
Bitching.
But I'm talking about from the front office perspective. How much of the brunt should they have to... What when we're talking about a front office that we have universally praised... Over the years.
Yeah.
And don't just ask us. Ask anybody
Buster
around baseball.
Olney, Tim Kirkjian, I think, joins us tomorrow.
They look at them as overachievers every year. I know there are people that are getting louder about, wait a second, they don't develop the lineup. They don't develop the bats.
I would say two things. The first thing is, I guess it puts more pressure on you in your first round draft picks that you have, in your high draft picks that you have. It puts more pressure on the trades for the young prospects that you got. So for these young pitchers that you have, they better start to work out there in the starting rotation. You better at least have that at the end of the season. So it's going to put more pressure on you. And the other thing is I think that a lot of fans go, tough bleep, sell the team then. Yeah, I don't want to hear you complaining about your money. Other fans got real complaints about their money. They don't need to hear millionaires complaining about their money and hearing the same old tired-ass arguments that even you and I try to shy away from, because it just turns into an old, comfortable shoe. Ah, they can't spend a lot of money. Ah, this is a problem with baseball. Ah, this is why Major League Baseball. And we play the same hits over and over again. They're not hits anymore. They're tired of hearing it. It's the Hotel California of sports arguments, where it's like you just hear it and you don't even ask for it. So, yeah, get ready to hear some complaining. If it continues to go that way and I keep hearing the same old sorry-ass argument about how much money they don't have, then fine, then sell the damn team. I don't think that the other person is going to come in. I don't think David Blitzer is going to come in here and run it at anything but a business. But I do think that somebody might have an opportunity to go, hey, you know what? Maybe we're not so beholden to the television deal as we need to be. Maybe we should make an investment on this team. We can make money in the postseason because we just went to the ALCS. And again, it's not about spending with the Yankees and Dodgers and Mets, but you'd like to be somewhere in the ballpark of consistency to bring to your baseball team.
I'm trying
team.
To keep it to the front office because I'm asking, is the front office going to be capable to overcome this? Is there another front office when people over the weekend were saying
probably
bounce
not.
All of them.
Probably not.
Is there another front office that could come in
no.
and overachieve and will be able to do so with $40 to $50 million less a year?
216-474-0092. Should the best front office in town for a decade be out? And that's why I'm not willing to cross that threshold and say that no, they shouldn't be out. Because I don't think they should be out because of what you just point out there. And there's no faith that other guys would come in there and do any better of a job. I, as mad as I am, I can't just fire people because I'm mad at them. I have to fire people because I have no faith that they're going to be able to put a good ball club together. And coming off an ALCS, yes, they deserve more time. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. And too much or not enough is the question that happened over the weekend. That's in 5 minutes on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.